I got scolded by Deborah.
Deborah's mad.
Deborah's like, we're waiting.
Deborah wants to speak to our manager. I mean, we could probably get Rich on the line here, but he's not up this early.
No. It reminds me, there was, because we are happy to tell everybody that the 50% or more off GenuCell packages deal is still in effect. If you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, but that reminds me that on YouTube, there was somebody that wrote us several weeks ago saying, I really want to try GenuCell because you guys have been talking it up and it sounds amazing.
It's fantastic.
But do they ship to Australia? And unfortunately, they do not. And so, you know, we responded to this person that unfortunately they do not ship to Australia, which breaks my heart, but it is what it is. We have no control over that.
Right.
And so,
if there's anybody that needs happiness right now, it's somebody in Australia.
Right.
Dang.
Anyway. But I saw on our YouTube video a comment, I think from that same person, saying, I want to get it, but you won't ship to Australia. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know what to do.
Mark, you got to personally do it. You got to personally walk to the little like postage place and then ship it to Australia. That's what we need to do.
I have no control over this. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
But that should not deter folks right here in the United States from ordering GenuCell because it really is that good. And I feel bad for the Australia person that she can't try it. I do. I feel bad.
Yeah. You know, I get their, when I get their catalog now, it's kind of like when I was a kid and I got the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
we're dog earing the pages of stuff you want.
I want to get that and I want to try that and I'm going to like firm this up and I want to get and so, yeah, that's how it is now because
I know.
I'm 50. And so the GenuCell catalog is like the once Sears catalog when I was like 7, you know?
It's very, very exciting to get the GenuCell catalog. You guys need to try it. lovegenucell.com/chicks. Try it for yourself. 50% or more off their packages. What are you waiting for? Do it. Okay, I have some sound to show you. First of all, let's just get through this quick little clip of Joe Biden. It's a little trip down memory lane back to 1994 when Joe Biden clearly wanted us all to know the level of empathy he has and the devotion and love he has for the people of Haiti.
Haiti, a god-awful thing to say. If Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of our interest.
But the world...
It just wouldn't matter.
I mean, screw them. F the poor, you know? Whatever. Who cares, man? Joe Biden, everybody.
Connie, thank you very much. Connie said, got my GenuCell a week ago, loving the fluff butter technology. I'm 61, hoping to turn back time. Balls.
If you could turn back time.
And thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much. So, yeah. So the border is a complete wreck and a half. That continues to be the case.
Listen, they're cleaning it up now. They got bulldozers out there. They're cleaning it up. It's nothing to see here, you guys. Everything's fine. Everything's taken care of now because Psaki is taking care of it. Like, if you guys saw the bulldozer pictures, we don't know where the people have gone.
Right.
We don't know where the hell they are. We don't know. We don't know. But the bulldozers have cleaned the area up. So
the area looks very clean.
It's fine. It's totally fine. The people of Del Rio, I'm sure, are really happy about that. It's fine. It's good. It's all good.
Yeah, as long as it looks good from an aerial perspective, that's what matters.
And listen.
The people are nowhere to be found.
Listen, and Al Sharpton went there. So
oh my God, he could not even speak without people just shouting him down.
Wasn't it great?
It was awesome.
It's like everything I've ever wanted when Al Sharpton spoke. I mean, it's like people were just like, just shut up, you race peddler. Like people right. were screaming that at him. I'm like, bravo. Bravo. Yes, finally.
I know. But, you know, it's because Mayorkas has been very unwilling to give out any specific numbers. Even when pressed, he will not give out numbers about what's going on with those Haitian migrants. And so Psaki was asked about it at the presser yesterday, and leave it to Peter Ducey, of course, to push her on the numbers because they don't add up. Listen.
I have a question about the numbers that you gave and the math. So there are 15,000 migrants under the Del Rio Bridge Saturday. If you add up the ones that you say were expelled or released, it's less than 5,000. Say there's 5,000 that are still left. Where's everybody else?
I'm happy to get you a more fruitful rundown for you, if helpful, from the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, then do it. What's the holdup? They've been asking for these numbers for days and days and days.
Yeah, and then they got into a tiff about pregnant women. Pregnant women. Like she was, and then she was like, what? Like she's doing the whole, like, you know. She was doing the thing with the cigarette with the SNL guy. Remember Martin Short, the lawyer? She was doing that whole bit where she was so defensive.
Oh my God.
Bitchy about it. Oh my gosh. That exchange had nothing to do with what he was actually asking, but she was getting all weird about pregnant women. I was like, what is she doing? She looks like an idiot.
And once again, she lied completely. She lied about what their policy actually is and how they determine who's going to get to stay or who's going to be processed.
Right.
And I loved it that he pushed her. He was like, okay, but when there's somebody's processed or they're going through removal proceedings, they don't get removed. Right. And so she was like, well, I mean, if someone says that they're pregnant, then we're not going to like kick them. And so he's like, so pregnant people and families are not getting removed. And she's like, you have a problem with pregnant people now? There's a problem with pregnant people?
Yeah.
And he's
And he also asked, well, how do you know if they're actually pregnant? Because, I mean, I think that's a legit question. I mean, are you testing these people? Just like, are you vaccinating people? I mean, this is that you ask people for papers for vaccinations, but you're not even like going to give these people pregnancy tests. Because, I mean, listen, when I was 3 months pregnant, I didn't show. How do you know? How do you know these people are pregnant? Right. And so he asked a legitimate question and she was like, what are you going to like? Do you not believe these women are pregnant? I mean, she's just she's unreal. Like, this woman is a piece of work. I'm sure she's actually probably very, very ready to get out of that job. I'm sure she is. Like,
I'm ready for her to get out.
We're all ready for her to get out. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, wow, the amount of like skirting around issues and the defensiveness, and there are people on the left who think that she's doing a good job.
No, they love her.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They think that she owns Peter Ducey every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Right. Okay.
It's a whole new reality that these people are living in. Thank you very much, Larry. And so now, did you hear Maxine Waters like give a big announcement, like hold a press conference to say that it's cruel that people are getting whipped at the border, which is a complete falsehood anyway?
Like the days of slavery.
Oh my God. Right. I just can't. So they've solved that problem by banning horses being used by border control. I can't.
Conveyed to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these morons?
The horses are like, what did we do? What did we do? You idiot.
Yeah.
I swear, it's like, and Kamala is so fixated on that too. Like she hasn't seen the border. Like these people haven't been to the border. Biden hasn't been to the border, right?
In his whole life.
Ever. in the 40 something years that he's been in public office and we've paid him gajillions of dollars to be there. Mm-hmm. He has never once been there. Think about that. That's a travesty in itself. There's a huge crisis, humanitarian and a national security crisis on our border right now. And he's never been there. And he like dares to speak about it as if he knows what the hell's going on. And same with Kamala. Kamala's like, well, I'm really mad about the horses.
And the whipping.
And that.
It didn't actually happen. And I also was very upset for Jussie Smollett. So there's my track record for being press stories.
Exactly. God. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it is. And by the way, a reminder, she's going to be on The View today. And so do you know who the conservative is that's going to be pushing her on all the hard questions? Anna Navarro.
conservative.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe they should tag team with Jennifer Rubin and make it really, really powerful.
Yeah. I mean, that's, she literally, she'll probably go, Kamala, what are you wearing today? Let's wear the same thing.
I know. Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
It's just nonsense, but it's true. I mean, they haven't been to the border. They don't want to see what's actually happening at the border, because if they saw it, that would be a problem. And then they would actually have to recognize the fact that most of border control agents are actually people of color.
Right.
They always forget that part. Like, they always want to demonize the whipping, the, you know, basically slave owning border control people.
Right.
And it's just nonsense.
It is nonsense. They're just out there doing their job. And then I heard something about how one of the migrants was biting an ice worker.
When they got back to Haiti, it was one of the people on the flights.
What? I'm sorry. If you bite our people, you go back.
No, that's why. He was on the flight back, and okay, he was mad about it.
And he's mad, so he's biting somebody.
Right.
Oh my God.
It seems like they'll assimilate really well here.
It's like, you know what it made me think of? Our favorite scene of World War Z. Do you remember?
Oh my God, if you guys have not seen that movie.
Oh my God.
You're probably like, what is wrong with those girls?
Guys, that's gonna be our still. You guys, it's the best movie ever. If you've not seen World War Z, it seriously is the best movie ever. It is.
It seriously is.
And it, yeah.
Reminder that we do have a new sponsor of our show that is related to dogs, you guys.
Oh no. The dogs are going to be so healthy. Oh my God.
If you love your dogs, and I know you do, as much as we love our dogs, then you want them to live a super long and healthy life. And now there's a way that you can help them do that, no matter what you feed them. If you feed them like the cheap stuff from Costco, or you feed them like prescription stuff that's like super high tech, because I have a dog with stupid allergies and she's a high maintenance piece of work. No matter what kind of food you use, it's dead. The food is dead dog food. There's no like probiotics or living nutrients or anything like that to keep your dog healthy. And so now you can use Rough Greens, which is like a supplement. It's like a powder, a green powder, and you just sprinkle it on their food every morning and they love it. At least my dogs do. I know your dogs have grown to like it. They were like, what?
And now they love it. Yeah, they didn't like it at first, but then they like learned to love it. And then they were like, oh, we love it. And you say in the morning, I'm like, morning and night. I feed my dogs like all the time. Cash is sitting right next to me. See, it's me. It's Cash is like laying right next to me right now. He does the podcast with us. And he's
our co-host.
He is. Exactly. And he totally agrees. It's great stuff, you guys, because it's just, it gives them all of the nutrients that dog food just simply does not provide.
In fact, I can even tell you there are 25 all natural vitamins and minerals from fruits and veggies, from like stuff like spinach and wheatgrass and broccoli. There are digestive enzymes to help with their digestive health. There are probiotics that are specifically meant for them. And they're formulated to be specific for dogs' gut health. That helps their breath. It helps all kinds of things. Tons of antioxidants, all kinds of good, yummy stuff that helps them live longer lives. And that is why we love it. And you can get a free bag. You can try it for free. All you have to do is pay shipping. And you can do that by going to Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/. Try it, you guys. Your dogs are going to love it. My dogs cannot wait for it every day.
Yeah.
So try it out. Okay. So the other big news from yesterday was that AOC changed her no vote on funding the Iron Dome, or continuing to fund the Iron Dome. She changed it from no to present. And I don't think that she has explained why yet, but doing that made her cry. And I don't think she's explained that either, but she made sure to cry where she would be on camera.
Of course.
I'm just going to show you what that looked like. So some other dude, a whole other dude is talking, right?
It doesn't even matter, Mr. Lawson, Florida.
It doesn't even matter what he's saying. I'm going to mute it. But here she is.
Can you make it bigger?
She just appears. Okay. You want me to embiggen?
Yeah, I'm bigging it.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you.
I'll bring it back. So see, he's talking, right? And she's like, I know where the camera is. So I'm just going to look really devastated and get hugs right here. And I'm going to wipe my eyes. I'm just going to stand
right in the camera.
Can you even?
Oh my God, what a hag. What a total hag. God, she is such an attention whore, I swear.
Oh my God.
It's not even. Okay, so why would you surmise that she would be crying about this?
I have no idea, except that something pushed her to change her no vote. And of course, right. All the squad voted no. Mm-hmm. There was one Republican that voted no, Thomas Massey from Kentucky, who explained his no vote by saying, I don't think that we should be giving foreign aid to anybody ever at all.
Okay.
Which, okay, you can have that stand, but right. This is foreign aid that actually helps us, okay? Right. The Iron Dome is something that actually is of benefit, shared technology. It's a benefit to us for Israel to have it. Right. So I don't understand that rationale, but whatever.
I would imagine that a lot of libertarians feel that way too.
Okay. We'll see how, like, I mean, I'm just curious how Rand Paul would vote on it.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because he's very, you know, he is the libertarian guy. So I would
right.
Very libertarian-esque. So I wonder, like, how a lot of people in the libertarian camp feel about that. Because, I mean, maybe that's just how he feels about I'm not making an excuse for him, because I think it's bogus. I would never vote that way. But I'm just saying, for him personally, that's not the reason the squad is doing it.
Oh God, no.
That's not the reason they're doing it, is because they freaking hate Israel, you know. Right. But it is interesting to hear people's perspectives on that, you know.
Yeah, so it's, you know, the usual suspects are the ones that voted no. There were two present, so AOC was one, and then Hank Johnson was another, because he's probably wondering if Israel is going to like sink into the ocean or something. And so then there was Ilhan Omar, Andre Carson, Rashida, some chick named Marie Newman from Illinois, Chewy Garcia from Illinois, Raul
God bless you.
Right, from Arizona, Thomas Massey, Ayanna Pressley, and Cori Bush. So those were your no votes. Everybody else, it was like 400 and whatever to just those people.
Right.
So it passed overwhelmingly. And, listen, good.
And they cannot say this is about money. They can't say this is an economic thing. Like, we want to save money, because screw them. I mean, they are literally passing out our money left and right. So you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a national security thing for us. And so if we want to spend money, this is a good place to spend it. And they spend it like they are, you know, girls on spring break with daddy's credit card, you know?
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo is right. I got an email this morning from somebody saying, please make sure to talk about the Arizona audit, because the results are coming out and it's going to be like a big, big deal. Well, it proved that Biden won by 360 more votes than originally expected. So that has been completed. And right. So I'm wondering if we can just maybe put this issue to bed for a while.
No, we won't, because Texas is doing one now, too. They're doing it. They're doing one on four counties. And I suspect that there's going to be probably other ones, too. Rachel Maddow has been talking about this all week.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, she's obsessed with these audits, and she's obsessed with, you know, January 6th, and she's obsessed with Trump, and they're obsessed. They are absolutely obsessed, and they will continue to be obsessed. I'm not saying that we shouldn't audit things at all. I mean, I'm fine with it, but there is a level of obsession here, and if it shows, hey, you know, Biden won, even if it's by one vote or whatever, she's going to get on her show and be like, neener, neener.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and listen, I don't religiously watch Rachel Maddow, but I will flip over there and I'll just kind of see what she's talking. And even in the 5 minutes that I flipped over there, she's still talking about, I mean, all week she's been talking about this crap. So
gosh.
I'm just telling you, like, that side of the aisle, they are obsessed with it. I didn't even know this was going on until, because I don't really care. You know what I mean? I'm focused on all the other, like, the fires that are going on because of this craptacular administration. I mean, they just suck so hard. And that is what they are not focusing on.
Right.
I think that's a huge problem. I don't think it is a problem for me. They're not focusing on what is actually happening, but they're focusing on looking backwards. And that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Well, you're not wrong to be bothered. And so, speaking of elections and coming up elections in your state,
right?
Matthew McConaughey, I got to read you his quote, because, of course, you know, he's still thinking about it. He hasn't made anything totally official yet, but he was asked about this in a podcast called Set It Straight. And so here's what he said. Look, he said, look, it's going to be in some capacity. I'm more of a folksy and philosopher poet statesman than I am a per se definitive politician. So I go, well, that's a reason not to. But then I go, no, that's exactly why you should, because politics needs redefinition. But I'm measuring, you know, what is my category? What is my embassy? So yeah. He also says he has to remain an artist. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah. How do you do that? How do you, because listen, I got to tell you, these guys who say, and I'll even say this for Trump, he was a normal guy. I mean, as normal as you can be if you're a billionaire, that gets into politics and they're like, I'm not a politician. You get in and you become, you do, even if you're not as, you know, slimy as some of the people that we've seen that have gotten into politics, because we've seen a lot of people who are normal people that get in and you're like, oh, damn, that person became slimy, you know, but even if you don't get that kind of slimy politician, you still become a politician. And that is, and you are a politician now. That's what you do. That's your role. That's your embassy, you know, it's like, So he's going to have to choose. He wouldn't be able to still be an artist.
Well, he said, I have to remain an artist. I've earned my right to enjoy that Saturday night part of life, that music part of life. No. It has to have music to it. You know what I mean? I'm very good at being diligent Monday morning, practical, structure. I'm all of that. No. But I got to continue to be an artist in what I do.
No, because Trump wasn't able to still be like a businessman. So why does he still get to be a freaking movie star? That's not, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. Just like I know that's bullshit.
So, but he's polling ahead of Abbott and Beto right now.
Right. Okay. But there's Alan West. Alan West is going to be running.
And Chad, what's his face?
At least I think he is. I don't know. Maybe he is. I feel like he will, because I think he is, because he was on Tucker the other night and he was talking about all sorts of stuff and what he would do and tangible things. And I think he would be a formidable opponent. I think he would be fantastic. I think he'd be good. I think Alan West would be really good because he knows his stuff. He knows Texas. He's been sort of like head of, he's been running the show here for like the past year. And I think he'd be good. So
I think it's going to be a really interesting primary. The Republican primary field is full.
It is. And there's another dude named Huffines. I see his billboards up all the time. You guys in Texas probably know what I'm talking about. He's kind of a hard butt too. He's that guy. But he's like, you know, we will not pay for illegal immigrants. He's that, you know, that kind of dude.
People in the comments here are saying, pray they're all the way. Right. Chad, pray they're all the way. Yeah.
Okay. Him too.
So it's going to be busy field.
Busy. Yeah. So, I mean, Matthew McConaughey will be up against some people.
Somebody's asking if you have a scrotum hanging from your top bunk.
It's not a scrotum. It's a pink comforter.
No, but you know what is? This.
There we go. See, I have to match her. We have to coordinate. Since we're not together, we have to coordinate. So that is my contribution to the coordination. It's the comfort.
Oh my gosh, Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you. She says, I'm marrying my best friend today. Had to start the day off right by listening to the Chicks.
Oh my God. Happy wedding.
Oh my Happy God. Wedding.
Getting
How cool.
Marriage.
Marriage. That is awesome. Also, speaking of governor races, the race in Michigan, that police chief guy, what's his name? James Craig, 6 points ahead of Whitmer right now.
Oh my God, that's so great.
I know.
Suck it, Gretchen. Suck it. So great. She's like, oh God, I'll have to go back to making casserole. Right. Yeah, it will be terrible. Oh God.
I love that. Also, I just wanted to remind everybody, because I know this is no longer in the news cycle. But do you remember when Biden spoke after those 13 Marines were killed in Afghanistan? And Biden said in that very forceful voice, we will not forgive. We will not forget. Remember?
Yeah, he forgot.
And then remember how he promised justice for those Marines?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we killed a bunch of kids with a drone,
right?
But I don't remember any justice happening for those Marines.
Yeah, killing kids is not justice, no.
So no. I just felt like maybe we should put that back on top of mind, because it still matters.
He's completely forgotten about this. He's forgotten it. He's forgotten that whole situation. He's put it behind him in a way where it's like, I think he just wants to scrub that. And in doing that, he's scrubbing the memory of those 13 people.
Well, and there's probably still people there that need to get out.
Without question, there are people.
So I'm just irritated that that story just is, it's like no one's talking about it anymore. Yeah.
Except Sean Hannity. I mean, he's just like, day 54. I mean, he still talks about it. Good for him, right?
Yeah.
Good for him, because he's still... You know, he still wants to keep it in the forefront. Nope, you're right. Nobody's talking about it. And it's disgusting. It is absolutely.
I would love for Peter Ducey to ask that of Jen today. Just say, hey, remember how you guys were going to get some justice for the deaths of those Marines? Where are we on that? Mm-hmm. Would really like to know where we are on that.
You have a project plan? You have that Microsoft project or something? Like, what's going on with that?
I mean, I just feel like it's a legit question, you know?
Oh, totally legit. Okay, you guys, it's Friday.
It's Friday. Also, Tiger King 2 is coming this fall.
Tiger King, really?
Yeah.
So he's out of jail?
No, he's still in jail. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know what it's going to be about, but they're promising it's going to be as crazy as the first one. It's going to be absolutely bonkers, and it's a must-see, and that's what they're saying.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I believe that. I just don't do it all. What are you doing this weekend? What's going on? Anything?
Going to Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee? Yeah. Yay.
So if there are people listening to this broadcast right now who are going to be tailgating at the Vandy, Georgia game, hit me up, because we'll be looking for food.
Buck's like, I want free crap. Yeah, that'll be fun. You guys will have such a good time. We're gonna be like in a different city to do swim meets all weekend. So
far?
It'll be fun. What now?
Is it far?
Like an hour away.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to stay. We're just gonna be driving a lot every day. But yeah, so we'll be rooting on our girl.
Woohoo!
Go! We got a team. A lot of rooting this weekend. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. Bring it in. Have fun. We will talk to you on Monday, everybody.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.